there's just enough chill in the air, some dust, and some diesel exhaust, but I love it because it means it's harvest time. The bins are all cleaned out, or at least they should be. The service techs are all highly caffeinated, and it's time to get to it. And we're coming along for the ride. Welcome to the Harvest Trail Podcast, where we're going to meet up with the heroes of the harvest and tell their stories, in hopes that when we're done, we're all a little smarter. And now to the show. Okay, welcome to the Harvest Trail Podcast. We have Josh Schneiderman, Morning Sun Implement in Morning Sun, Iowa. What's going on, Josh?
Oh, just another bright, sunny day here in Morning Sun.
Bright and sunny means the harvest doesn't slow down. It was a wild house there this morning when I talked to you. What's all going on?
Oh, you know, it's just typical harvest. You got more people broke down or trying to help with than what you have techs for. But just got to keep at her and do everything you can do and make sure you don't overpromise what you're capable of.
Harvest is going a lot faster than I think any of us had foreseen. That really puts a strain on things, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's frustrating times. It's frustrating industry altogether. Parts have been somewhat hard to get, and, you know, so you're band-aiding a lot of stuff that you would normally fix, and as late as our crops got in, we really thought it would be a delayed harvest, and if anything, it's been the exact opposite, but you're doing the best with what cards you were dealt and doing all you can do.
So tell me this, where are you at from a progress standpoint? Are the beans all in? Are you in the middle of beans right now? Where are you at?
We're about 50% probably. You know, we're probably a little better than that on beans, I suppose. Probably 60% done, but corn's probably already 40 or 50% roughly.
Now, the weather was really in your favor this year. What's from what you hear coming out of the field right now, what's the report?
We're pleasantly surprised. We got pretty dry there late August. Mid-August, so I think we were headed for bumper crops, and the good ground is very, very good. The poor ground is, you know, what you expect. It's on the lighter side, but overall, in our neck of the woods, we got pretty lucky. As far as yields, you go west of us, and they really struggled. They missed what little rain we had, and, you know, it definitely changed what they were able to do over there.
Now, with everybody going 90 to nothing out there to get crop in, what type of machine issues are you seeing? You know, in other places I've heard, it's just wearing things out because people are going tremendously fast and they have very dry ground. So they're, you know, skid shoes, things like that. What do you see? And air filters and bearings, of course, with all the dust. What else? What are you seeing?
Well, it's kind of all over the board. One thing we've done a lot of this year is clean grain elevators. We've done a pile of those, probably 12 or 15, honestly.
Wow.
The other thing, you know, we've done some, done a lot of feeder house change, feeder house sprockets. You know, it's hard to know if that was just where they're at in the wear cycle, but I mean, we've done four or five of those jobs. That's just not stuff we routinely do a lot of, but you know, you've got the normal stuff that, header height issues, stuff like that. Sensors, you know, as dry as it got there late. I mean, beans are a dusty, dirty crop anyway, and it seems like it'd be worse this year. So, you know, you're fighting it like you could, and bearing sensors, all kinds of stuff like that.
How's this protracted farm? Well, it's not protracted, but this very, very fast moving harvest. How's it wearing on our farmers? Are they keeping up with it? They almost need a rain day just to get a full night's sleep, huh?
Yeah, and we had just enough rain to kind of knock them out there one day last week. Wasn't anything any long period of time, and I think they were, most of them were thankful, I'd say. So, yeah, I mean, I think they're ready for a rain day, you know, even a day or two at this point, but, man, there just doesn't seem to be much on the horizon, to be honest.
Now, with so much crop coming off, and, you know, we're having, as we've heard a little bit, some issues in moving grain around the country, where's the grain headed to? Do a lot of your farmers store on farm, or they got it headed to the elevator? Where are they hauling it locally to ethanol plants or to animal operations. Where's all this grain headed?
I think they're filling bins this year. A lot of crops pre-sold, so I think they're hauling to a lot of elevators. We have a local ethanol plant here south of our store, about 25 minutes. So I know they, early on, they were taking a lot of wet corn because they had no basis, so they were paying a premium for it. Right now, yeah, I think most of it's being filled at the bins. I don't see a lot of trucks at the elevators, not a lot of long lines listening to customers talk. So, yeah, I think most of what we're combining now is they've probably fulfilled contracts. So I think a lot of it's going in bins right this second.
So there's going to be, once those bins fill, and I'm sure there'll be some piles a few places, but there's going to get some crops sold at the end of the year, and there's going to be some money to spend. Where's the best dollar spent for them? You've got a variety of stuff that you can sell them. You do a ton of stuff with planters and precision farming. If they come in to spend a dollar with you, where can they get a good return on that investment?
Yeah, I mean, we're big on the white plant, the Massey Ferguson planter, excuse me. We're big on that side of the technology. The other thing that I think to me is something big, with new equipment being as scarce as it is, I'm pushing guys to spend money on their equipment. Maybe they can't trade at the same frequency that they intend to or what they'd like to because they can't get whatever they're looking for. So, I'm pushing guys to spend money where they normally may scrimp a little bit on a combine, planter, a piece of equipment like that. So I'm trying to push them to, even though those repair bills, they're used to X amount of dollars, I'm trying to say, hey, it's time to do this or do that because there is some extra income available to you because who knows when we're going to get a combine found to be able to trade you into something else.
Well, one of the best places we know to spend money is on that planter, and you guys do a lot of planter upgrades. Where's the place to spend the money on that planter?
To me, it's all in the Delta Force. I mean, row shutoffs and all that stuff are obviously important, but, I think it's all in some kind of downforce, hydraulic downforce especially, because, it reacts in milliseconds. I think that's something that on a couple of farms that we did get that into guys that never had it before. I mean, they're seeing some of the best yields they've ever seen, especially on their corn crop. So I think that I think the Delta Force, the hydraulic downforce, is a game changer. I think it's a huge deal if guys aren't using it, especially if they're using downpressure springs or airbags. I mean, that stuff, it's a thing of the past. I wouldn't even consider putting that on a planter anymore as far as I'm concerned.
Now, in order for them to get some of these upgrades, they got to get to see you early, coming in right after harvest to get equipment in there for you to look at. You got any programs, any deals, or just promises of turnaround dates that you can offer them if they get in the shop early? Or is it just a seller's market right now?
It is. It's a seller's market. Unfortunately, I mean, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but yeah, if we weren't talking planters here about a month and a half, 2 months ago, I think, we've kind of missed the window there. But there still is opportunities to go through planters, make sure stuff's not worn out, make sure bearings, bushings, all that stuff is still good. There is some opportunity to get some parts. But as far as retrofit, there might be a planter or two that old Josh has in his back pocket that might be available for purchase. But, it's going to be few and far between, it looks like, for 2023 as well.
Yeah. And that's industry-wide. It's not just the variety of brands that you sell. Everyone's struggling.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it's pink, blue, green, red, purple. I think everybody's seeing the same. It's all allocation-based, and I don't know the secret to getting anything, and it doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon, unfortunately. So what I'm trying to tell guys to do is prepare early. If it looks like you're going to have, some money to spend, get into your local dealership, get in and talk to us, and let's see what is available or what might be coming available, so you have a plan of attack depending on what you need to spend or what you're looking or hoping to get accomplished.
And it'll pay to get in first, won't it?
Absolutely, yeah. you know, that old saying that early bird gets the worm. I mean, that is going to be, yeah, in today's industry, in anything, man, that's a big deal right now, because it's, yeah, there won't be much to be had after that.
And when you're running your pre-sale now, and it will go through the end of the year, and while that won't fix supply lines from any of the manufacturers, it will allow them to lock in some pricing. Do you have some customers that are going for that?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's worried about interest rates and all that stuff, pricing, because it's all been on the rise, and that will give them some opportunity to lock in some pricing, programming, and stuff like that available to them. You know, before the end of the year, because who knows where we're headed after that. It looks like, you know, crop prices and all that stuff is going to stay pretty solid again through 2023. So that'll give guys, you know, so they know where their break-even points and all that stuff are, and they know how much they can budget for each piece of equipment and what they're able to spend.
With all this activity, who's driving your sprint car?
Yeah, I got crawled out of the car here. What would that have been? September 30th? And, no, sorry, September 24th.
Hold on, you got what out of the car?
I crawled out of the car. Got out of the car after we ran
okay.
There the 24th of
yeah.
September, and I haven't seen it since, so...
Okay. I thought you said I got crowbarred out of the car, and I was like,
No, hopefully.
Were you in the stands?
Hopefully my brother and dad haven't sold it yet. I haven't even seen it.
Were you happy with your season finish? Did you have the season you wanted?
No. You know, I'm just like the farmer. I'm always want more.
Yeah.
You know, we always want better yields, even if we have quality yields, and I'm just like the farmer. We always want more feature wins and better finishes, but from where we started to where we ended, you know, at the end of the day, we were satisfied, I guess you'd say. You know, you always look and hope to improve for next year as well.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Well, everyone, you heard it here. We haven't made it to the finish line just yet, but it's coming. And if you find yourself at the end of that finish line and you're looking to purchase some equipment or just get some awesome advice for getting started next year, you got to call Josh over at Morning Sun. Josh, thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. I know I did. I also hope you'll keep tuning in for more insight, discussion, maybe a few laughs. And if you'd like to join us on the program and tell us about your harvest, just send us a message by connecting with us on social media. The Harvest Trail Podcast is a production of Agricultural Dealers United and brought to you by some of the best dealers in the business. You can find previous episodes on your favorite podcast platform or at theharvesttrailpodcast.com. The show's produced by Rich Williams, and I'm your host, Jeff Michaels. Until next time, may your bins overflow and the fuel bill stay reasonable. May the bean dust stay on the outside of the cab and the stalk stay out of the tires. And may someone else have to blow out the radiator. Have a great, safe, enjoyable, and bountiful harvest from all of your friends right here at the Harvest Trail Podcast.